Okay, good morning. Welcome. I got Baruch Hashem. He came to help me. Thank you. Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our special Aseres Yemei Teshuva Shir. There's a handout on the Bima. It's correct for today's Shir. Please take it. So it's the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. We are between the awesome days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. And let's learn about Inyanei Diyoma. So I'm going to begin with some thoughts that Rabbi Akiva Willig shared yesterday in his Shabbat Shuvah Drasha. It was really very powerful and moving. And Rabbi Willig was speaking about the topic of, which I never considered or thought of, the Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso Li'olam Va'ed, after we say the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu, Hashem Echad, Hero Israel, Hashem is God, Hashem is One, Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso Li'olam Va'ed, that the words Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivorach La'olam Olamei Omaya are actually a translation of Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso Li'olam Va'ed. So some are nodding yes that you are aware of that. I never heard that or never thought of it before. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso is Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach, let the great name be blessed. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li'olam Va'ed. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach Lo'olam Olam Me'omaya, that they're a translation of each other. And the point of the shir was not only to say the words, but to really live a life of bringing these words to reality. So the Gemara tells us in Masechah Shabbos, I'll tell you when you need your handout, not yet. The Gemara tells us in Masechah Shabbos, Kuf Yates Abbeis. The Gemara says, and maybe you have heard this, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kol Ha'ona Amen, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach B'kol Kocho. Anyone who answers Amen, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach B'kol Kocho, so the question is of what does B'kol Kocho mean with all his strength? Korin lo Gzardino. What does that mean? They rip up for him the Gzardin. Great. Wow, that sounds fantastic. Don, doesn't everybody here want that their Gzardin should be ripped up? Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Kala Ona Amen, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach B'kol Kocho, Karin lo Gzardino. Furthermore, the Gemara says there as well, Amar Reish Lakish, Kala Ona Amen B'kol Kocho, Potrin lo Shari Gan Eden. Whoever answers Amen with all of his strength, they open up for him the gates of Gan Eden. And Rashi says on the Gemara, what is B'kol Kocho mean? B'kol Kavanaso, with all of his, with the correct intention. You should have the proper Kavana. When you're saying Amen, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach Le'olam Olam Me'omaya, should have the proper Kavana. This is a translation of Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso Le'olam Vayad. When you answer Amen, Kel Me'ach Na'aman, you should have the proper Kavana. When a person does these things, so they rip up the Gzar Din, and they open up the gates of Gan Eden. So Rabbi Willig said that maybe that's why you've heard people screaming out in Shul, Amen, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach, based on this Gemara B'kol Kocho. So Rabbi Willig, the premise of his Shabbat Shuvah Drasha was not only to call out or to scream out B'kol Kocho, which is much easier than living a life of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li'olam Vayed, to be honest, to live with the Ribbono Shel Olam, to be sincere. It was he was talking about living, to be moser nefesh for Hashem in our daily lives, not only to scream out and show these words, but to live a life of living these words. And one thing, one nakuda that he brought out, is that a person has to know their destination of life. And it's so powerful for these days of teshuvah, when we're trying to improve, we're working to change our maisim, to have ma'isim tovim, to have midos tovos, to be osik more mitzos and chesed. And we need to ask ourselves, where is our destination? Not only where I am right now when I take all these wonderful resolutions upon myself, but where will I be when Tishrei is over? What's my goal for Cheshvan? And what's my goal for Kislev? And where will I be in Adar? And where will I be in Nisan? I have to know my destination in life. So Rabbi Willig said, you had in the Avodah of Yom Kippur, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, you had the Seir La'Azazel. This is from Vayikra, Parshas Achrei Mos, Perek Tazayin, in the Avodah of the Yom HaKippurim. You have the Seir La'Azazel, and you have the Seir La'Hashem. You have these two goats, and they look exactly the same height, same color, same appearance, same everything. One is taken out and thrown off a cliff, and the other is offered as a korban to Hashem. And Bevilik said, when the goats are being taken, the one who is being taken, the Seir La'azazel, who's being taken by the Ish Iti to be thrown off the cliff, at the beginning of the journey, he thinks that he's going to some nice pasture land, he's taking for a nice walk, it's the scenic view, look how beautiful it is here, look how beautiful, Marbu Masach HaShem, Kulam B'chach Masisa, he's going for this beautiful walk, and the one that's the Seir La'Hashem is just saying, all right, this, I'm not going anywhere, it's so boring here, I'm just standing here, I mean, I'm embellishing a little, he didn't use these exact words, but, you know, I'm not going anywhere, I'm just, the one thinks, I'm just staying in the place, I'm not doing anything. The Kohen has me, and the other one thinks he's taking a beautiful walk. The one who thinks he's taking a beautiful walk and going out to pasture land actually is thrown off the cliff. And the one who thinks he's not going anywhere, who's just standing, just, in quotes, in the base of Mikdash, in the Makom of the Hasharas HaShchina, is actually the Seir LaHashem. And by Bilak said, this teaches us that you have to know your destination in life. It's not only about where you are right now, but where am I headed to? Where am I going? What do I want in my life vis-a-vis the Avodas Hashem, the Ribono Shel Olam? He told the story of Elia Meir Bloch, who is Rosh Hashiva of Telz in Cleveland, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and he was in the train station in Chicago. And he was waiting on the platform for his train to New York, and the train to New York pulled up. And simultaneously, if you've ever taken the LIRR, you could relate to this. Simultaneously, on the next platform, a train pulled up that was going to California. So Rav Elia Meir Bloch is standing on the platform, and here's the train to New York, which he's going to be taking, and there is the train to California. So he says to his Talmidim, how far apart are these two trains? So the Talmidim start debating, you know, one says 8 feet apart, one says 10 feet apart, one says 12 feet apart. And Rav Bloch said, no, you're all wrong. These trains are 3,000 miles apart. Why are they 3,000 miles apart? Because one is going to California and one is going to New York. So you should just know for the purpose of accuracy, I actually looked up this morning, my son was with me, could tell you before we came in quickly, I said, I need to look up something for sheer. And I Googled how far is the distance from New York to California? How many miles? So it's like 2,900 something and change miles. So these trains are 3,000 miles apart. And we have to ask ourselves, and yes, Ribono Shel Olam judges us by Asher Hu Sham, and we read that in the Kriya Satorah on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Yishmael was judged by Asher Hu Sham. Hashem said to the Malachim, right now he's a tzaddik or Rasha. They said, right now he's a tzaddik. So the Ribono Shel Olam said, then he will live to become a para Adam, Yado Bakal V'Yad Kobo, because he's a tzaddik right now. And I was even thinking of those words when I was davening on Rosh Hashanah. And I looked at the Kehillah, and if it was Kedusha or whichever part, I don't remember. And I said, Hashem, look at this Kehillah. There is no one here right now who's a sinner. Everybody here, Basher Husham, is a total tzaddik. However, Rabbi Vilag was also saying that we have to know our destination in life. What's the chart that we, what's the course that we chart for ourselves? Today, in the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, maybe someone's only eating Pas Yisrael, maybe someone's only eating Chav Yisrael, maybe someone took on extra Shmir Shalashon upon themselves. And we're all saying, Avinu Malkeinu, and the David Hashem, Uri V'Yishi, but I have to know where I'm going also. What's my end goal? What's the purpose of everything that I am doing in life? The Seir La'Azazel was on a very nice walk. It was a scenic route. He thinks he's on a tiyul, and he hires a tour guide, and it's wonderful here. And look at this bush, and look at that flower, and look at this cliff, and Marbu Masach Hashem, and maybe he's saying some Tehillim along the way to express how gorgeous the works of God are. And in the end, he's thrown off the cliff. And the one who thinks he's only stuck in the house of God is the Seir LaHashem, whose life, whose purpose, is to be a korban for the Ribono Shel Olam. Rabbi really quoted a line from the Sa'amar Rebbe. He said he was known for his quips. The whole Yom Kippur, you say, Baruch Shem Kivah Machusel the Olam Va'ed. How do we say it? Aloud. And then you come to Maariv, and how do you say it? Quiet. Why do you say it quiet? At Maariv, you just spend, said Rabbi, 25 hours fasting. And at the minimum, you spend 16 of those 25 hours in shul. And you barely spoke to anybody else because you're davening. So you haven't spoken any Lashon Hara. You haven't sinned with Macham B'Vishta. You haven't done any Averus on your phone. You haven't done anything wrong. So why, when you come to Maariv, do you say Baruch Shem quietly? I'm not like a Malach still. I'm still wearing the kittel. And I'm still, you know, Lamala Min HaTeva, so to speak. Why now do you say it quietly? So the Sa'amar Rebbe said, because while you're saying Baruch Shem by Maariv, you're thinking about the soup at home. Where is your destination? Where is your mind? Where are you in your goal in life? What are you thinking about the holy? I'm Kippur, you're thinking, I'm like a malach. And by Marv, you're thinking, how fast could I get out of here to eat something? And now you're not like a malach. And now you say, Baruch Shem Kaval Machus, how? Quietly. Because what is, and it's such a profound idea, he used these three teachings, the Seir La Hashem, the Seir La Azazel, the trains, and Rav Elia Meir Bloch, and they're not 8 feet apart, or 10 feet apart, or 12 feet apart, they're 3,000 miles apart. And the idea of Baruch Shem aloud, and then quietly, because when you're thinking about the soup, you're not such a malach anymore. And it relates to what we say in Pirkei Avos, okay? Akavya ben Mehalalal Omer, it's Pirkei Avos, Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. Histaka b'shlosha dvarim ve'ein ataba lidei aveira. You should pay attention to three things, and you will not come to sin. What should you pay attention to? And this is so relevant. We don't want to come to sin during this time of the Aseres Tumei Teshuvah. Da me'ayim basaf. You should know where you came from, but it's not enough to know where you came from. What do you also have to know to prevent yourself from coming from sin? Ula'an ata holeich. Am I going to New York? Am I going to California? Am I going to be thrown off a cliff? La'azazel? Or am I going to dedicate my life to the service of the Ribono Sha'olam? Am I thinking, Baruch Shem Kaval Machuso, the Olam Vaed, Kala One, Amen Yeheshme Rabba, but call Kocho, call Rino, call Gzeir, call Avonosav. I want to make sure I have the Lashon correctly. But call Kocho, Korino Gzardino. They rip up the Gzardin. I have to know where I am. Dame Ayim Basa, yes. I have to take accounting of the previous year, that's for sure. But that's not enough. It's not enough to take an accounting of the previous year and say, what's my chashbon and nefesh? How did I do in Lashon Hara? How did I do in patience? How did I do in Ahavas Yisrael? How did I do in Birkas HaMazon? How did I do in my tefillah? You should do all that. How did I do with my Zman Hadlaka Sneros? Good, take an accounting. But it's not enough. What train are you on? Which Seir are you? What are you thinking about at the time that you say Baruch Shem? What's your destination? What do we hope to accomplish this year? Do I want to bring God into my life? Do I want only say Yehi Shmei Rabba and scream and shol? Or do I want to also live a life of sanctifying the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam with all I do? B'chol kocho, b'chol, says Rashi, kavanasav, ula'an ata holeich, v'lifnei mi ata asid litein din v'chashmon. I'm going to have to give a din b'chashmon for two things. From where I came from how I was this past year, I have to give a din b'chashmon. But I also have to give a din b'chashmon, an accounting, a reckoning for the path, the course that I chart for myself. And what is our goal? And where are we trying to be? So David HaMelech says it very clearly in Kapitel Chaf Zayin, which we've been saying from the beginning of Elul, which we say, even more than these 40 days. We have a minhag to continue through Sukkos. Acha sha'alti, what's my goal? Daif, Eis Hashem, Osa Vakesh, what's my goal? Shifti b'veis Hashem. That whatever I'm doing in my life, I want to be doing it as a person who dwells, who sits. How do I come to Shifti? Through Teshuvah. It's not an accident that the root words are the same. If I want to return unto God, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha ki koshalta ba'avanecha. If I want to return in repentance to Shuvah, Aseres Yimei Teshuvah, which is really the Inyanei D'Yoma, the mitzvah of the day, what's my goal? Where do I want to be this year? Beveis Hashem. Shifti beveis Hashem, kol Yimei Chayei. I need to know my destination. Not only where I came from, but where I'm going to. And for that also, Kaveh ben Mehalalel says, you're going to need to give Adin v'chashbon. That's my destination. Shifti beveis Hashem. Kol Yimei Chayei. Whatever I'm doing. Lachazos b'noam Hashem uluvaker beheicholob. What is the way to get to my destination? Teshuva. The house of God is my destination. Teshuva is the path, is the road that takes me there. And once we have delineated our destination, marked it on the map, I know where I want to be. Now I have to know which road to take. Which road do I take to get to where I want to be? Teshuvah. So with that, we're going to look on your handout, top of page 1. Okay, what a quote from Rav Soloveitchik. You know, when I was having the confusion, I couldn't get my handouts, and they were locked in the office. Hey, thank you to Rabbi Axelrod, who came over to the shul to help us. So my son said, you don't need a handout. So the truth is, I think all the other sources, I could have just told you, and you would have been able to get them. But this piece by the Rav, you need to see it inside for yourself. So let's look at Rav Soloveitchik together. So we have said that it's not only the avoda, but where I'm coming from, how I look right now in the moment. It's about knowing where I want to be. Knowing where I want to be, teshuvah is the road to get me there. Says Rav Soloveitchik. It may be, you have to look inside. It may be said that the concept of confession, okay, vidui is the final stage in teshuvah. We're not talking today about the halachic stages of teshuvah, but they are charata al ha'avar. This is according to the Rambam, perak alv, perak beis, av hilchos teshuvah. Charata al ha'avar, you regret what you did. This is al rego achas. We could spend the whole shiur talking about these four stages of teshuvah. But there's charata al ha'avar, azivat ha'chet, you need to leave the sin. Kabbalah al ha'asi, there you go. Built into teshuvah is not only al ha'avar, but also al ha'asi. So you have charata al ha'avar. I know where I came from. I regret where I came from. Azivat ha'chet, I must leave the sin. Not enough. Kabbalah al ha'asid. I have to say where I'm going to, it'll be a better future. And the final stage of teshuva is vidui. Okay? This is for mitzvos, for averos bein adam lamakom. The final stage is vidui. So here Rav Soloveitchik talks about the concept of confession or vidui. Our first vidui is going to be Arav Yom Kippurim before the Suda Hamafsekas. It may be said that the concept of confession, vidui, has more than one dimension. It is not an act that has an independent existence. Vidui is not something that stands on its own. So I already told you the four stages, according to the Rambam, halachic stages of teshuvah. Vidui does not exist in a vacuum. There's not only vidui and then you're cleansed from your sins. It doesn't exist in a vacuum. Teshuvah is a journey. It is, rather, third line of Rav Soloveitchik, the finale. The conclusion of another act. Vidui is the conclusion of repentance, of teshuvah. It's the closing act. Repentance is not a sudden occurrence. It does not begin at nightfall on the eve of the Day of Atonement. If you waited till the nightfall of Yom HaKippurim to start saying, well, I think now I'm going to do teshuvah, that's like someone who tries to cram for the test. You might get the test right, but you haven't charted the course. The chances of remembering what you crammed, of applying what you crammed, are slim to none because you didn't go through the process of studying. Repentance is not a sudden occurrence. It does not begin at nightfall on the eve of the Day of Atonement. Just moments before the recitation of confession, is that when a person starts to do teshuvah? Is that when a person starts to take a chashbon and nefesh? Is that when we start to say, gee, let me see how my year was and let me see where I'm going to? No. Repentance sprouts forth. It grows in the course of a long and drawn-out process, typified by doubt and speculation, soul-searching and spiritual reckoning. Wow. Wow. Let's look at that sentence again. Repentance, teshuvah, sprouts forth. It grows in the course of a long and drawn-out process. This isn't something you do al regal achos. Teshuvah is a lifetime of work. To return unto God, lashuv, to have a seat in the home of God, to live, yehei shmei rabba mevarach le'olam le'olam me'omaya, is a long, drawn-out process. Doubt and speculation. Why did I say this? Why did I do that? Why didn't I say this? Why didn't I do that? Speculation. Am I good enough? Is this enough? soul searching. Who am the person? Who am I the person that I want to be? Spiritual reckoning. First comes the inner stirring. The soul is not at rest when I am a sinner. Therefore, it comes inner stirring, which generates actual repentance. First, you have here, hooray, teshuvah. You contemplate being a better person. You contemplate azivat achit. You contemplate feeling bad about what you did. There is much power to hear hooray, teshuvah. Just thoughts of repentance. The inner stirring generates the actual repentance. A great gap often intercedes between the idea of repentance and the act, changing who I actually am. It's harder than climbing Mount Everest to change who you are. It's much harder to live Yehei Shmei Rabba B'Kol Kocho than to scream it out in Shul. A great gap often intercedes between the idea and the act, for crystallized thinking is the end product of intuitive, undefined thoughts. You should know, if I wasn't able to get the handout, which I was, Baruch Hashem, I don't think I would have even done this piece, because I don't think that I could say this piece over without you seeing it. You wouldn't be able to understand it. I don't know. I wouldn't have been able to. They take hold of you in the darkness of night, those stirrings of repentance, that cheshbon nefesh. You can't sleep. Why did I speak about that person? Why is my tefillah so lacking? Why don't I make time for God in my life? It takes hold of you in the darkness of night. It emerges from the innermost recesses of the secret self. Man tries to fend off some of them. We don't like to feel guilty. We don't like to be self-accusatory. We don't like to clap al chayt. We want to exonerate ourselves. We try to hide them from himself. Why was Adam hiding amongst the trees? Why did he make an alei te'ena and hide himself? He says to God, Beferish, where are you? I heard you walking in the garden. I was afraid and I hid. Who is he hiding from? Hashem. Who is he hiding from?
Himself.
I try to hide from myself, not to mention from others. The road that leads from these first stirrings to the actual contemplation of repentance is long indeed. It might be 3,000 miles from your first here, hooray, teshuvah, to the act of repentance itself. But make sure you're on the right train. Make sure you at least know your destination. Make sure you buy a ticket to the road of teshuvah. Otherwise, you're never going to get there. If you're on the wrong train, you're never going to get there. If you think you're taking some beautiful scenic walk on a tiyul in Midbar Yehuda, and you find yourself thrown off the cliff, the Seir Lazada, you're never going to get there. Just make sure you're at least on the wrong path. They hear hooray to Shuvah, that dissatisfaction with myself that takes hold of me in the middle of the night. And though I try and fend them off and hide from myself, they linger within. The road that leads from these first stirrings to the actual contemplation of repentance is long indeed. And even then, after the rational idea is clearly formulated in thought, it's not enough. You have stirrings. Now you have a concrete thought. And then it must be reborn and translated into action. Are you going to do something about it? It's not enough to feel bad. It's not enough to ideally, intellectually, one day say, I want to shift the Beveis Hashem. Can I translate those thoughts into action? Am I courageous enough to buy a ticket to the house of God? It's not easy. It's a difficult ascent. Miyala Bahar Hashem, Miyakum Malcolm Kajal. Didn't I say those words this morning in Shir Shalyam? Niki Kapayim Uvar Levav. It's a hard ascent to the Mount of the Lord. But if I'm not even thinking about where I want to be, then I will never get there. Teshuvah does not begin with the vidui on Leil Yom HaKippurim. And it doesn't begin on Erev Yom HaKippurim with the vidui that precedes the Sulam of Seka, says the Rambam, Perek Beis, of Hilchos Teshuvah, lest you choke, Shema Yechonik. It doesn't begin then. It begins long before, when man senses a dissatisfaction with himself. Repentance, therefore, is not a sudden occurrence. It sprouts forth. It's a long, drawn-out process. I may be full of doubt, speculation. There should be soul searching. There must be spiritual reckoning. It's not enough to say what I did wrong this year. Dama ayam basa. I have to know, ula'an ata holeich. What's the purpose of this whole avoda of Eloh and the Aseres Chmei Teshuvah? It's a gift, but I have to buy into it. I have to want it. I have to grab what the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving me. Confession. Let's continue with the Rav. It's 5 lines from the bottom after the 3 dots. The word confession. Confession is not something that comes about suddenly. It is certainly not the mechanical recitation of a Seth formula. How important are those words? I didn't write this list of vidui. 3/4 of them don't apply to me anyway. Who put this in here? I'm just going to say it because everyone else says it and I have to say it. Confession is not something that comes about suddenly. It's the climax of teshuva. We delineated the 4 stages. I'll be the Rambam for Bein Adam Lemakom. And it is certainly not the mechanical recitation of a sef. Each of those achets apply to me. It is rather part and parcel of repentance. It is the climatic finale of a drawn out, exhausting process. It's much more difficult to be the Seir LaHashem than to be the Seir LaAzazel, but the rewards are boundless. Kol ha'oneh amen, says Reish Lakish, b'kol kocho kel melech ne'eman. This is the time of Malchus, it's the time of coronation. Poschin lo sha'arei gan eden. It's the climatic finale of a drawn-out, exhausting process. And just as repentance cannot be considered complete until it brings man to confess, the confessing stems from within. Like the Rav says in the beginning, it bursts forth. What does he say that 1 second? Sprouts forth. Confession is not valid unless it, right there. Unless it bursts forth from within the fiery depths of the furnace of repentance. Go home and review that again. Because I don't have time to review it again. But it's worth your re-review. Last sentence we'll do 1 more time. And just as repentance, teshuvah, is not complete until it brings man to confession. Why are you confessing? Because it says in the Machshavah you should confess. And Art School puts all the instructions of when you should bend over and when you should be in this position and that position, when you should clap, when you shouldn't clap. That's why I'm confessing. It's the final stage in my personal journey on the path back to God. Now I've identified my destination during these Aseres Chmei Teshuvah. I know where I want to be. Am I thinking about Kol Ha'oneh Amen B'Kol Kocho Kel Melech Ne'eman? Or am I thinking about the soup? But now that I know where I want to be, La'ana Taholeich, I have to know how to get there. How I get there is buying a ticket called Teshuvah. And Teshuvah brings me to confession. Confession is not valid unless it bursts forth from within your fiery depths. All of that soul searching, all of that longing, all of that doubt, all of that self-negation, all of those here hooray teshuvah, lead me finally to confession. Chatasi, ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu, dibarnu dofi, avinu v'yershadnu. I have sinned. The Rav says elsewhere that chatasi does not mean I sinned. Chatasi means I failed. It's a quote from the Rav. Chatasi does not mean I sinned. It means I failed. God gave me a test. And what is sin really? Sin is failure. Sin is the inability, is the failure to live up to the bar that the Ribbono Shel Olam demands of me. It's getting on the wrong train, not by accident. Sometimes by accident, hopefully better. Sometimes not. Confession is not valid unless it bursts forth from within the fiery depths of the furnace of repentance. I'm going to keep talking, but really now you could leave. Don't. But for the first part of Shir alone, first 30 minutes, it was Kedai. The thoughts were not mine. It was based on Rabbi Willig Shabashuva Joshua on this climactic piece by the Rav. I think we've presented very important foundations and understanding in the process of repentance. I saw it brought down the Sefer Parparas the Torah a number of years ago. The second half of the shiur, we're going to delve a little bit more into the concept of teshuvah. Not halachically, we already went through the halachic stages and we could do a shiur on that. Hashkafically, the concept of teshuvah. What are the requirements for one who wants to be a chozer b'teshuvah? What brings me back to the house of God? So I saw brought down the Sefer Parparas the Torah that teshuvah is an acronym. Each letter of the five letters stands for a different idea or ideal. So on your handout, it's actually very clear because the sources go in the order of the acronym. So if you look after the quote from the Rav, please, on page one, Parparas the Torah is a Hebrew Sefer set. It's a five-volume set on Parsha. Okay? So Devarim 18:13, Devarim Yod Ches Yod Gimel, the Pasuk tells you, Tamim Tiyayim Hashem Elokecha. The first stage, so Tshuva has five letters. Each letter stands for a different principle. Each one is based on a different Pasuk from Tanakh. Tamim Tiyayim Hashem Elokecha. It's very difficult, I would say impossible, to translate the word Tamim. Not difficult, impossible. To accurately translate the word Tamim, let's see what Rashi says. I'll tell you that Unkus on Chumash uses the root word shalem, shin lamed mem. To be tamim is to be shalem with God. To be whole. To be complete. To not be lacking. Shlemus. Let's look at Rashi. I'm on your handout. Tamim tia im Hashem Elokecha. Hishalech imo bitamimus. You should walk with God. Once again, the imagery of taking a journey. Teshuvah is a life journey. Hitalech imo. Walk with God with tmibus. Utitzapelo. Wait for him. Long for him. Tzipisa leYeshua. Shabbos. Lamed Aleph. Amid Av. One of the questions. One of the six questions we will be asked in the Olam HaEmes is Tzipisa leYeshua. Utitzapelo, long for God, wait for God, look for his redemption. Velo sachakor achar ha'asidos. Do not delve into the future. How difficult is that? Sometimes we spend so much time worrying about what will happen to me or to us or to my family next week, next month, next year, that I forget to live today. This isn't a steer to what we said before. We must chart our course and know where I want to be. This is talking about something else. Lo sachkor achar asidus. What's going to happen next year? Only the Ribbono Shel Olam knows. But I know that today is a gift. I saw it brought down. Maybe it was Mishpacha last week. I forgot who wrote the article. I forgot which Mashkiach would say this in Elul. But a man, I think Rav Shlomo Shwadra. Did anyone see it? That, yeah, it was. That he would say, imagine that neshamos from the Olam HaEmes were brought back to this world for one hour. They would grab every mitzvah that they could to amass more zchusim for themselves. They would try to be osek mitzvahs. Live your life as if you have 1 hour. Imagine if you had 1 hour, what would you do in that 1 hour? You would live life to the fullest. You wouldn't be so worried about what's coming next year. I only have 1 hour, I have today. Lo sachar achar ha'asidus ela kol masha yavoe lecha kabel b'tmimus. It's such an avoda. Everything that comes upon you, accept it with the sense of, I can't explain the word, but I have to. Simplicity, wholeheartedness, pashtus of a yid. Va'az tia imo ulachalko. And then you will be to God and you will be for his portion. So the first stage in charting this course of teshuvah is tamim tihiya im Hashem Elokecha. A Jew must be simple. I can't translate it, I'm sorry. Wholehearted. Shalem. Trust God today. I have what I need today. Titzapelo. Live like I have 1 hour. What would I do today? Shin. Kapitel Tehillim, Parak Tazayin, Pasuchas. It says on your handout 16:8. What does Shin stand for? Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, Ki Mini Bal Emo. God is before me, Tamid. At my right side, I shall not falter. So if I couldn't translate Tamim, Tamid is also a challenge. Now, if you ask people what Tamid means, people say it means, most people say always. However, my brother taught me something else, and that is that Tamid does not only mean always. You may have heard me speak about this in the past. Tamid also means? Very good. Tamid doesn't only mean always. Tamid means consistency. How do we know? The Pasuk tells us in Bamidbar, command the Bnei Yisrael. This is from Parshas Pinchas. We say this every morning in the Karbanos. Okay. My korban, my bread, my fire offering, a pleasing fragrance you shall guard to bring to me in the appointed time. This is the fire offering that you should bring as a korban to Hashem. Sheep in the first year, tamimim, there's the word tamim, 2 per day, ola tamid. Now the ola tamid, the korban tamid, was not burning on the pyre of the Beit HaMikdash 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It was esakeves echad ta'asa baboker. This past year, if anybody remembers, we learned about it in depth in Parsha class. The keves echad ta'asa baboker. That was the boker korban tamid. That's a keves hasheni tasa ben ha'arbayim. And then you had the afternoon korban tamid. The korban tamid was brought with consistency. Every day, daily. So tamid does not only mean always. Tamid means consistent. One of the tragedies of korban Beis HaMikdash, for which we fast on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, is that there were no more sheep for the korban tamid. Because when a Jew does not serve God consistently, this too is a tragedy. So, you must be tamim tiyayim Hashem Elokecha. You must also know that God must be before me consistently and always. This is such an important nekuda in Avodas Hashem. And something we all have to ask ourselves. Do we behave differently in different environments? Do we speak differently when we're in front of other people? Different people. Do we dress differently when we go to different venues? I'm not dressing or speaking or eating or acting for that venue or for that person. It's for the Ribono Shel Olam. If Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid Ki Mini Bal Emor is a reality in my life, then I act with consistency in my Avodas Hashem. I am always consistent. And my behavior before God. In many Batei Knesios over the Aron Kodesh, one of the things that we'll say is Shivisi Hashem. Not here. Lenegdi Samid. And we have to understand what Tamid means. It means to be the same Jew everywhere I am. That's part of the condition for getting on the trade of Teshuvah that takes me to my destination. Of Salvechik said, this is brought down in the Machzor Masores HaRav L'Rosh Hashanah. If you do not have the Machzorim with the commentary of Rav Salvechik, I highly, highly recommend them. They are only Nusach Ashkenaz. I personally daven Nusach Sfard, but I have them with me because it's more like a sefer. If you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, by the way, it's art school. I don't work for art school. Or the Rav Zecher Tzadvik Kadosh Levracha, but they're Nusach Ashkenaz, art school font and set, etc. So it's a very good machzor if you daven Nusach Ashkenaz. If you daven Nusach Sfar, you should still have it. An individual must be the same person, says the Rav. An individual must be the same person on the street, at home, in the office, in his bedroom, and in shul, as he is when he stands wrapped in his tallis during Ne'ilah. Because if Hashem is before me, Tamid, and I am always consistently before God, and I must always be the same person. The Rav knew many Jews who in public were refined, upstanding, caring, generous people, but in their private lives were nasty and detestable. The Rav said he was acquainted with people who took a very long time to daven Shmoneh Esrei while in public, but ran through it very quickly when they were in private. The Rav contrasted that such behavior with that of his father, Rav Moshe, and that of his grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker Zatzal. They would not stand a minute later reciting Shmoneh Esrei in public than they would if they were in private. This is the underlying maxim, the underlying theme of the maxim, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Sammit. In God's audience, which is, I am always in God's audience, one's behavior is consistent. Says Rav Soloveitchik, this is the underlying theme of Teshuvah as well. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid is the underlying theme of our behavior and behind Teshuvah. We must tap into the pure, uncorrupted core inside of each person. Teshuvah is not created from nowhere. It stems from man's pure essence, says the Rav. Turn over your page all the way to the bottom of page 2. We're going to skip the Vav. Everyone has to keep in mind that we started the Shir late because we were waiting for the handouts. Everything is Gamzu Latova, but I need the full hour. I'm just letting you know now. We're skipping the Vav. We're going to go to the last two letters of Teshuvah first and then come back because the Vav needs some more time. So all the way to the bottom of page 2. Okay, Mishlei Per Gimel Pasuk Vav Bechol Derachacha Daehu V'Hu Yiyasher Or Chasecha. So beautiful how it relates in the beginning of Shir. Bechol, that's the base. Got it? Teshuvah. We skip Vav. I know. Base. In all your ways you shall know him, and he will straighten your Or Chasecha, your path. You know, it's so interesting how much imagery we have seen in this Shir about being on the right path, being on the right derech. Bechol Derachacha Daehu. In all your ways, though, v'hu yiyasher archasecha, he will straighten your path. You have to make sure you know where you're going and that it's a straight path. In all your ways, you shall know God. Make sure to ask shaylas. Make sure to consult the Rav. Make sure that everything you do bechol derachacha, that you know God. Da lifnei mi ata omeid. And finally, micha perkva pasuk ches. I just want you to know that every nekuda really needs more time. Could do a 1 hour shir on the acronym of Teshuvah, but I felt that the beginning of the shir was extremely important. So I'm running through these a little bit more quickly, but I hope and I think that we all understand that there are very important ideas here. Micha 6a, what is the final letter of Teshuvah, the Hey? Higidecha adam matov, uma Hashem doresh mimcha. I will tell you, man, what is good. I will tell you what God seeks from you. Ki im asos mishpat, v'ahavas chesed, v'hatznei, it's the hay. That's the final hay for Teshuvah. I bolded all the verses that stand for the letters of Teshuvah. V'hatznei alecha similkecha. So I couldn't translate tamid, and I couldn't translate tamim. I did translate tamim. But I also can't translate hatznei alecha similkecha. I'll just tell you as an aside, Rav Shem Shafal Hirsch, such a beautiful piece on this pasuk from Micha. He says, Asos Mishpa corresponds to Moshe, Ahavas Chesed corresponds to Aaron HaKohen, Asnei Alachas Imilokecha then corresponds to Miriam HaNeviah. Asos Mishpa is Moshe, Ahavas Chesed is Aaron, Vahatsnei Alachas Imilokecha is Miriam HaNeviah. Tznius today has too much of a narrow definition where people sometimes focus too much on dress, even though we should focus on how we dress. It's certainly not only how we dress. Not only how we dress. Tznius is how a person speaks. Hatznei lechet, once again, lechet, lech, you're going on a path. La'an ataho lech, bechol drachechu. Yasher es orchosecha. Hatznei alechat. It's how you speak. Absolutely. How I eat. Certainly. how I drink, how much I drink, how I talk, how I walk, run, and how I dress. It's a global definition of how a person acts in their Avodas Hashem. I want to go back now to the Vav. So if you could turn back to page 1. The very last source on page 1 is a famous pasuk from Parshas Kedoshim. Lo sikon velo sitras b'nei amecha ve'ahavta l'rei acha kamocha ani Hashem. So, Avi Feiner points out in his book, Purim Eternal. Is he Rabbi Feiner? Or is it just Avi Feiner? No, is it Mr. A Rabbi?
Avi.
Okay. So Avi Feiner points out in his book, Purim Eternal, one of my favorite essays, that the midpoint of the matter is the most important matter. It's a beautiful essay where he talks about what's the midpoint of Megillas Esther, the middle pasuk, the middle word. We're not going into that now, okay? Even though we could, but we're not because we don't have time. So one of my favorite essays in that sefer is the center or the midpoint of the matter. And I believe he quotes the Maharal, who teaches that the midpoint of the matter is the essence of the matter. What is the midpoint of the word teshuvah? The vav. You have two letters before the vav. You have two letters after the vav. The vav is the middle or the essence of the matter. Sometimes a person could become so busy on the path to God, shifti beveis Hashem, that they forget that there's a whole other aspect and part and chelak of Torah. Turn over to the top of page 2. V'ahavta l'rayacha kamocha, Amar Rabbi Akiva, who reached the greatest heights in Torah that practically man has ever known. Zeh klal gadol b'Torah. This is the klal gadol b'Torah. Rav Yisrael Salanter would say, when you put on your talis and shul, don't whip the guy behind you in the eye. Don't become so busy with the train back to the house of the Ribbono Shel Olam that you forget there are other passengers on the train. There's other people on the platform. I was listening to a shiur a little while ago by Rabbi Surreal Malitsky from Highland Park, New Jersey. It was a number of years ago this year. It was on Birkas HaChodesh, Shabbos Mevarchim. It was very, very good. It was very interesting. But one of the things he said is, I'm not going to tell you, doesn't matter. One of the things he said is, have you ever seen the people running to make a mincha so they block the driveway or the fire hydrant? So when we're so busy making sure we're on the right destination, which you should be, Dame'ayim Basa for sure, Ula'ana Taholech for sure. However, there are other people on the platform. There are others on the train. And the vav is the exact midpoint of teshuva. Two above, two below. Tamim tia, shivisi Hashem, bechol drachacha, tznei alachas, all relate to bein adam l'makom. You might think that bein adam l'makom takes precedence over bein adam l'chaver. What's the midpoint of teshuva? The vav. What's the vav? Love for your fellow what you love for yourself. The first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells you, I'm on your handout, how the Torah was transmitted to us. You all know this Mishnah off by heart. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai u'masara liYoshua veYoshua zkenim zkenim leNeviim leNeviim esarul anshe Knesset haGdola heim amu shlosha dvarim. Why does Pirkei Avos need to start by telling me the Mesorah? Pirkei Avos in general is a masachta full of how to treat somebody else knows, say, ba'olim chavero, al tadin es chavercha. Lo metzati miguf tov mishtika, kol yamai gadalti b'nei chachamim. Im ein ani li milu, kshini l'atzmi ma'ani. Pirkei Avos, for a very large part, is about interaction b'nei adam l'chavero. Look at the Bartanura, famous commentator, Italian, 15th century, on the Mishnah. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai, omer ani, Lefisha b'masachazu enemy who said us al perush mitzvah mi mitzvah satorah kishar masachta shabam mishnah. It doesn't tell you about zman kriya shema like in masachas brachos. It doesn't tell you how to keep Shabbos like in Shabbos. It doesn't tell you the laws of sukkah like in masachas sukkah. This masachta is unique. Its foundation is not the interpretation of explanation of the mitzvos like the other mesachtos in Torah Shabbat Pah. Ela kula musarim umidos. It's a book of Musar. It's a book of Tikkun Amidos. The Chachmei Umos Ha'olam Gam Kein Chibus Farim Kemo Shebadum Bilibam B'Darchei Musar Keitzad Yisnaheg Ha'adam Im Chaveiro. And you know, amongst the Umos Ha'olam, there are philosophers also, and their heart motivated them, and they wrote books also, how you should behave with other people. Lefi Chach. Don't compare this to the Chachmei Umos Ha'olam. Don't think this is just something that motivated Chazal from their heart. You need to begin this book of Musar and Midos. Hitchel HaTana B'Masach HaZu Moshe Kibel Torah MiSinai. The Tanaim introduced this Masach by telling you how we got the Torah, including Pirkei Avos, Lomar Lecha. Shehamidos v'hamusarim shebezoh ha-masachta lo badu osam chachmei mishnah milibam ela af elu ne'emru b'sinai. Don't think that the mitzvos bein Adam l'chaveiro and the musar and the tikkun hamidos, which is the midpoint of teshuvah, and the midpoint is the essence of the matter, don't think that their hearts just stimulated them because they're moral, ethical people. It's Torah min hashamayim hi. Look at the Kli Yakar. I'm on your handout. Look at the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar says, ki kol mitzvah, the Kli Yakar is talking about, I'm sorry, you don't have it sourced. It's the Kli Yakar to the Pasuk ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. In Parashas Kedoshim. Excuse me. Ki kol mitzvah satorah, excuse me. Heim al shnei sugim. Every mitzvah of the Torah falls into one of two categories. I'm towards the middle of page two. Hamitzvah shebein adam l'makom baruch hu. V'yisod kulam ha'amuna b'Hashem. There are two categories. Every mitzvah in our Torah falls into one of two categories. The mitzvahs between man and God. Shmirah Shabbos. Arba minim. Tkiyah shofar. Kashrus, they're between me and God. If I don't do them, I don't hurt my friend. You might be pained, but I didn't insult you. I didn't hurt you. I didn't do something. I didn't steal from you. The yesod of all of those mitzvos is amuna, belief in God. V'hashenihu, and the second category of mitzvos, ha-mitzvos shebein adam l'chaveiro. V'yesod kulam, the fact, imagine this, Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the yesod. Parshas Yisro and Veschanan, the first dibra is the yesod of all mitzvos ben Adam l'makom, and the yesod of all mitzvos ben Adam l'chaveiro, pasuk v'ahavta l're'acha kamocha. Of course you should improve your mitzvos ben Adam l'makom. Don't leave this here and say I said otherwise. Chas v'shalom. We have to improve our davening. We have to improve our living. B'kol kochi, yehei shmei rabba mevarach. Of course, I should be thinking baruch shem and not about the soup. Of course, I have to make sure I'm the right train back to shifti b'veis Hashem. Kol yemei chaye. Of course, lachzos b'noam Hashem u'levaker b'hecholo. But don't negate, don't trample upon, don't whip the guy behind you in the eye. There are other passengers on the train. Yesod kulam pasuk v'ahavta l're'acha kamocha. Umitam zeh. Hayu ha'kruvim prosim knafayim l'mala. The kruvim, who remembers my mishkan book? Geb tshumat etzava gitisa v'ayakob pakudei. So, the kruvim, if you remember the picture, had their wings up and their faces towards each other. The kruvim over the aron. Wings up, faces towards. Why? Wings up represents mitzvos bein adam l'makom, says the Kli Yakar, up toward Shemaim. Faces ish al achiv represents mitzvos bein adam l'chaveiro. Very famous acronym for Elo is based on a pasuk from Shir HaShirim. I didn't give you the pasuk because you all know this. Elo, which begins this whole process of teshuvah, is a pasuk from Shir HaShirim. Perek Vav, pasuk Gimel. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li haro'eh b'shoshanim. I am to my beloved is to me who grazes amongst the roses. There's a lot we could talk about there. Roses grow on thorn bushes. the path to God and the path to beauty and avodas Hashem, it's sometimes prickly. It's hard. There are nisyonos along the way. Sometimes it doesn't feel so good to hold back the lashon hara. You feel like a thorn in your side. You'd rather just say it. But if you can get past the thorns, you get to a beautiful rose. Ani ledodi vedodi li haro'e b'shoshanim. We're grazing in the thorn bushes, and that's in the rose bushes. I'm sorry. And that is where I find the Ribbono Shel Olam. Who said life's going to be easy? Who said avodas Hashem is easy? Ulo sam otanu ba'olam al menat kavel shovrim lashevet chinam bebet malon, says Rabbi Nid Henkin. We're not here for a free pass to sit in the spa in the hotel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matil aleinu tafkidim. And that tafkid might be very difficult. And she's crying. And she says, there's a lot of thorns sometimes, but the rose is more beautiful than anything. It's hard to make zman tefila. It's hard to daven b'kavana. It's hard to ask the shayla when I might have to throw out the whole pot of meatballs if the goyish cleaning lady turned on the flame. It's hard. You might feel a thorn. But ani ledodi vedodi li, you'll find the rose. However, another famous acronym for Elul is based on a pasuk from Megillas Esther. Half of the Torah is ani ledodi vedodi li bein Adam l'makom. Half of the Torah is bein Adam l'chaveru. Kayamim asher nachu bem ha-yehudim be'oiveihem. V'chodesh asher nachapach lehem miyogon l'simcha u'me'eva lo yom tov. So funny, I mentioned Avi Fein's book on Purim, and now we're back to the Megillah. And isn't it interesting that Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim? That's really cool. Because I gave a different shiur on that you have should have simcha during this time. Just like you have simcha on Adar, one of time tells you now. You should have simcha. That you have the ability to rechange yourself. Mishenichlas Adar Marbe Masimcha. I actually quoted Rabbi Surya Malitsky. You need a measure of simcha during this time. It shouldn't be all depressing. You shouldn't feel yeyush. You need to have some simcha that you can change yourself. That God will accept your repentance. That's a measure of joy. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. Rabbi Malitsky said it's not only about feeling depression and yeyush and I'm terrible. You should feel good about yourself. You can change. You're on the tree. You might be only a mile 5, and you want to be on mile 295, and then mile 1,000, but you're on. That should be a source of simcha. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. Have the simcha of Adar during Tishrei. But I just thought of something else when I said that. Yom Kippur is a day that is almost exclusively Bein Adam L'makom. Purim is a day that is overwhelmingly Ben Adam l'chaveru. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim. When you're so busy with your Ben Adam l'makom, don't forget to make it like Purim, in a sense that you have to not forget about Ben Adam l'chaveru. That's very cool. U'mishloach manos, and it's right here, Ish l're'ehu, I bolded it for you, u'matanas l'evyonim. Now, if you look at the first four letters of those four words, what does it spell?
Elul.
Hidden, embedded in Elul, on the one hand, is ani ledodi vedodi li haro'eh b'shoshanim. The kruvim were, their knafayim were labala, klape shchina. But their faces were ish el achiv. Ish L're'ehu, Yom Kippurim. Make sure that in your Yom Kippur Avodah, you don't forget about Bein Adam L'chaveru. Let's end with the Mishnah in Yuma. Ha'omer echtav ha'ashuv, echtav ha'ashuv, ein maspikim biyado lasos teshuvah. Rav Elimelech Biderman says, punctuate this differently. Ha'omer echtav ha'ashuv, echtav ha'ashuv, says Rav Biderman. He who says, every time I sin, I got off at the wrong stop. I forgot my destination. Ashuv. I'll get back on the train. I'm going to do teshuva after every time I sin. Ein maspikin, comma. There is no suffix. B'yado la'asos teshuva. God will help you. Ha'omer achtav ashuv, achtav ashuv. Everyone who resolves that every single time they say, this is not the pshat. Every single time they sin, they will repent. Ein must speak in common. There's no safek. B'yado lasos teshuva. One who says, I will sin, and Yom Kippur itzumo shel Yom Mechaper, Yom Kippur will take away my sins. Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. This isn't a game. You can't wait till Yom Kippur to clap a mechanical vidui and think you'll be forgiven. Aveiro shebein adam lemakom Yom HaKippur Mechaper. But if you go through the process of teshuva, sins between man and God, Yom Kippur will atone. Aveiro shebein adam lechaveiro. Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechaper Ad Sheyiratza as Chaveiro. But when it comes to transgression between me and my fellow man, when it comes to the Vav, the essence of the matter, when it comes to remembering there are other passengers on my train, it's not a train exclusively for me, it's not private transportation, in this journey of life, in my La'ana Taholeich, which is to shift the Beveis Hashem, there's other people here. I can't park my car and block the hydrant because I don't want to miss Baruch Hu. Then you miss the point of Baruch Hu. Then you miss the point of Yehi Shmei Rabbah. You could all go scream and shul. But if you're blocking someone's driveway, you're not answering Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah B'chol Kocho. Then you forget the point. And if your talis is so kosher, but you whip the guy behind you in the eyes, said Rav Yisrael Salanter, Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. If your wings are only up, but your face is the wrong way, you're forgetting half the yesod of the Torah. Because Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim, and just like you have Bein Adam Mechavero overwhelmingly on Purim, don't forget about it in your process of teshuva. Etzo Dorash Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah Mikocha Tosechem Fnei Hashem Titaru Parshas Achrimos, where you have the Seer Lazazar. The pasuk says, "From all your sins before God, you will be purified." So, therefore, aveirah shabein adam lemakom sins before God, yom hakipur mechaper. Aveirah shabein adam mechavera en yom hakipur mechaper. In total, that's the fifth stage of teshuvah. The four are charata, aziva rachei, kabbalah al asid vidui, and the fifth, rabein adam mechavero, is asking mechila. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem, let's just finish the Mishnah. Ashreichem Yisrael. Have some simcha. It's not a time of yeush. Lifnei mi atem mitaharin umi mitahar aschem avichem shabashemayim. A father always waits for his child to come home. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is our father who always waits for us to come home. V'zarakti alechem mayim tahor mutahartem v'omer mikva Yisrael Hashem. Ma mikva mitahar es hatumeim, afa kolish baruch hu mitahar es Yisrael. Kaveh el Hashem, we end with this very word, kapitel chav zayin. And kaveh, mikveh, doesn't only mean a purifying pool. Kaveh means to hope to God. Hashem is our hope. Ma mikva mitahar et hatumeim, just like the water of the pool purifies the impure. Just like having hope and belief in yourself and knowing God will take you back brings cleansing. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitaher es Yisrael. Kaveh al Hashem, chazak ya'ameitz libecha. Kaveh al Hashem. I wish you all a very meaningful Yom Kippurim and a gemar v'chasima tova.